Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says his department should unveil a new offshore oil and gas leasing plan in the next few weeks. Salazar made his comments today before the Senate Energy Committee.
The Outer Continental Shelf and how we move forward with the Outer Continental Shelf has been one of the huge issues of work on behalf of the Department of Interior for a very long time. We are hopeful that we will be able to make the announcements on where we are moving forward in the Outer Continental Shelf yet this month, and are trying to move on that as quickly as we possibly can.
Salazar fielded questions from Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, the committee's top Republican, about his commitment to moving forward with oil and gas leases in Alaska. She's concerned about a recent designation of the Colville River as an aquatic resource of national importance that has contributed to the denial of an oil company permit to build a bridge that would aid resource development.
Can you give me a level of assurance that we can advance work in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, and help me understand this designation of aquatic resource of national importance, what impact this might have on any future efforts to try to develop in NPRA?
Salazar says the department intends to continue oil and gas leasing in NPRA and has no plans to do otherwise. He said the permit wasn't the responsibility of the Interior Department, but he's looking into it.
It was denied by the Corps of Engineers, not denied by the Department of Interior. At the end of the day, you cannot access the resource if you can't get to it. And so that's what the bridge was attempting to do, is my understanding.
Right.
Salazar was on Capitol Hill today to talk about the Interior Department's budget for the next fiscal year. Under the president's proposed plan, it would drop more than $38 million and total about $18 billion overall.